The American dream has become a nightmare. Signs of the time are on cardboard, on corners in town. Like a cancer that's silently spreading, there's an unspoken fear. We're on our way down. We must take America back. Main Street to Wall Street, cities and states, Washington, D.C. Before it's too late, there's not long. We need leaders who lead us, not stick us and bleed us, then ransom our future and our children's, that's wrong.
And welcome to the National Intel Report. I'm a guest host tonight. You heard it right. Mark Anderson, American Free Press writer, filling in for the one and only John Stadtmiller here on the Republic Broadcasting Network. He used to do a show here on RBN called When Worlds Collide and another one called Beyond Exposure. Oh, those were the days. But tonight we're going to pick on the big media again. It's getting to be a sport. And my guest tonight is an activist and architect from Seguin, Texas, a very historic place, Mr. Ron Avery. Are you with us, Ron?
How you doing, Mark?
Good evening to you. How are things in Seguin?
Oh, really good, man. It's pretty weather, man. Really nice out.
Wonderful. Yeah, none of that snow or mayhem from up north, right? Not for us Texans.
That's right.
Yes, yes, we live a refined life. At any rate, the big media has been a big issue, ladies and gentlemen, lately. They're the ones that are the tattletales. They're telling everyone that we're fake news, RBN's fake news, and AFP is fake news. And I've been saying white bread is fake bread. Nobody's been listening to me, but now we're supposed to listen to them and say, we believe you. Yes, of course it's true. Anything the alternative media says is fake, and if CBS or Dylan Baddour of the Houston Chronicle says it, it must be true, beyond truth, indeed, gospel truth. And Ron, you've been involved in a lawsuit for quite a while here. I think since mid to latter 2015, this thing's been carrying on. And I know you want to get into fake news, but go a step further and talk about fake law that protects fake news. And even the existence of fake law, if fake law is a slight misnomer, maybe we're to be forgiven. But certainly deceptive law, certainly improper, unlawful law, maybe there's a new thing we can coin there. But we've got not just fake news through the big media. We've got some serious problems with the legal system in collusion with the fake media. And this, of course, ties into your lawsuit where the defendants are the Hearst Corporation, which publishes the Houston Chronicle and a number of other papers, and their reporter at the Chronicle, Dylan Baddour, the defendants in your lawsuit. You're the plaintiff.
Correct.
And
correct.
I know that the fake law thing is really intriguing. And just to get started before we go into the first break, what would you like to introduce in terms of this legal angle, the fake law?
Well, I was just going to kind of explain how I got actually trapped into this. It takes a little bit to explain it, and the principles are the violation of principles of law that entrap people who try to defend their name when they're libeled by the mass media. And so, I could just start off and kind of explain what happened, what happened to me, and why I brought the suit, and then how I was entrapped because this the passage of this act called the Citizens Participation Act has provisions in it that for defendants who've been sued for libel, or actually for anything, if they can show that they were exercising their right of freedom of speech, association, and petition, they can use this act to file a motion for a dismissal before any discovery even happens in a lawsuit. And so the plaintiff is stuck with trying to prove his lawsuit when he's done very little discovery, and the bar for evidence is a lot higher for the plaintiff than it is for the defendant, and most of them are just dismissed. But the really bad part about this act is that when they are dismissed, the plaintiff has to pay for all the attorney's fees, their costs, their expenses, and on top of that, sanctions that would prevent you from ever filing any kind of a suit like that in the future. So then I'm going to show how the perversion of the law by judges can entrap the person. They can have all the elements. Even in the preliminary stages, they can prove all their elements for a viable, legitimate libel suit, and then have the judge destroy their evidence by the perversion of law. And this is what happened to me. They actually just got rid of my evidence. And it was per se evidence. It was meaning it's a matter of law on its face, and also that it was damaging on its face. I had both of those. I had could prove damage per se, and I could prove that it was defamatory per se. So anyway, I can, you know,
we're getting a slight glitch on your line. Yeah.
I'm sorry?
There was a slight blip. Yeah, there was a slight blip and when you were talking in the last couple sentences. But I would point out, and this makes it very clear for listeners, especially those not used to this, that if you have a fake news, weaponized media, propagandistic media, and you consider the offensive part of that media to be the sword, then a swordsman needs a shield. And the shield is this perversion of the law, calling it fake law for short. So you can go libel someone, associate them with, let's say, domestic terrorists, even when it's not true. And then when the libel suit comes around, you've got the shield after you've used your sword to protect yourself. And so
that's it.
This is what we're looking at, the most basic terms. Yes, go on.
The other thing I think is very interesting and ironical about this particular condition that I can describe tonight is that the Houston Chronicle was the entity that actually exposed the freedom of and this is what we should talk about, and I know you're in the news and you've talked to me about that, and we're in agreement, and we have some other friends that, you know, are in the news business, and they all agree with us that if you're just a news person, a news reporter, like an anchor person or a for television or a news reporter, then you're not to become involved in the events that you're covering. You're not supposed to participate in them. You're not supposed to express your own viewpoints on it, your own freedom of speech regarding that. You're actually reporting facts about other people, and other people may be doing those things, freedom of speech and exercising their rights. And so to prove that the Houston Chronicle actually knows these rules, they exposed the Houston Fox anchor woman, Scarlett Fakar, and got her essentially, they're responsible for getting her fired because she expressed her freedom of speech on her personal Facebook page, and they published all that. And essentially got her fired. And this was even during the time that I was suing. I'm still suing them, Hearst and the Houston Chronicle and their news reporter. And they claim that their news reporter is exercising his freedom of speech, and that's how they can use the Texas Citizens Participation Act. But I've claimed all along from the first day that they wrote their motion for dismissal that they're not exercising. Dylan Badauer was not exercising his right of free speech, but he was just reporting on others doing it, and he can't use that act. And to prove the point, they've never fired Dylan Badauer. If they think that people shouldn't do that, and that should it's okay to be fired for doing it, and they exposed Scarlett Fakar for doing that and got her fired, why didn't they fire Dylan Badauer? And in fact, they turned around and said he was actually expressing his freedom of speech and got him. They're about to get him out from under a $10 million libel suit using by doing that. They at least ought to fire him.
However, Scarlett Fakar is not so fortunate, even though she wrote on her own time, on her own Facebook page, when she can legitimately claim it was her personal opinion, freedom of speech, call it activism, in lack of a better word.
But that's absolutely correct.
But Dylan was on the clock at that meeting in the spring of 2015 at the Silver Eagle Tap House. He was on the clock, notebook in hand, working as a reporter, not participating. He was not scribbling on his personal Facebook page saying, I think these guys are great, or I think these guys are not so great. And so there's an egregious double standard that's just slightly obscured, so the average person might not see it. And that's what we're exposing tonight.
That's correct.
Very important. You know, I would add, I've been a reporter for 32 years now. I started in weeklies, then went to dailies. I came out of the mainstream press. I've been to their meetings. I know how they, I used to be one of them. You're supposed to be the defender of the other guy's free speech and a communicator, but you're not getting into the opinion mode or mold unless you're an opinion writer and you make that known explicitly. Yes, there's such a thing as advocacy journalism. It comes up in websites and magazines and whatnot, but the old traditional rules that still hold true are that you're a defender of the public's right to speak, but you're not an activist yourself, so therefore the TCPA, that Citizen Participation Act, wouldn't really apply to you. It would apply to those that you cover, or just someone like Scarlett, who's doing something on her own time, on her own venue. But once you put that reporter's cap on and you start covering something, then you've entered a bubble, I think you've described it as, Ron.
Correct.
You've entered a different realm, if you will.
Correct.
Before we get to the first break, where are we on this? I mean, basically, you've been giving it all you got here, and this Texas Citizen Participation Act has acted as this shield that goes along with their sword. We've expressed that helpful metaphor. I guess maybe the better question is, let's start getting a little bit into the shield. Where did the TCPA come from? I mean, out of the Texas legislature. Did this thing come out of the 2015 session or the 2013 session? They meet every other odd year in Austin. Where was this thing born? When was it born, the TCPA?
About the history of the act, how it all came about. I know I have done a little research on it, but I couldn't say. I have heard that it was passed unanimously, but I don't know if it was passed both in the... I don't know if it has to pass both House and Senate, or if both of them were unanimous for the whole Congress or not. But one of the houses, I know for sure, passed it unanimously. And I know that the big pusher of it is the Texas Information, what do they call it, the Freedom of Information Foundation of Texas. And I think that's F-O-I, what is that, T or F-T, dot org.
I'm sorry. I think you're looking for the word farce, the F-A-R-C-E, we'll call it.
Yeah. Anyway, it's Freedom of Information and Texas, a foundation of Texas. And just type that in there if you want to find it, and it'll pull it up. And it's what it really is just a group of lawyers and a group of people that are in mainstream media. And these are the big contributors of it, and these are the big pushers of it. So they're all people that are in media that are looking for a way to be protected when they violate the rights of people and slander and libel them. So they're all out there getting this protective act going. And there's I want to say this, that there's one really good attorney out there. He's just graduated from Texas Tech, and he wrote a very good lengthy article on the Texas Citizens Participation Act, and it was published in the Texas Law Review, and he published it in 2015, so it's real new. And he did do a study of the whole thing, and even the same act in various other states that are similar to it, and he compared them, and he even titled the paper The Texas Citizen Participation Act, a safe haven for big corporations and news media, and a slap in the face of Texas citizens with viable, legitimate lawsuits. So after he did all that study, he's come up with the same conclusion I have, that this thing is really bad news for the citizen.
And I would note that you and him didn't compare notes. He came up with this conclusion independently of you, and you both arrived at the same conclusion.
Correct. I'd never heard of him when I filed this suit, and I just online looking for stuff ran across it, and it's a very good article. And I posted this on my website. I have, in fact, the entire lawsuit and everything that's ever been filed is on a website that I have. And along with comments about it that are separate on the other side of the page. And the website is postwtc.com. And so you go there and just scroll down to Avery versus Houston Chronicle and click on that, and it takes you to the page that has all the material on it and links to everything that's been filed.
Plus the legal article is there, too, you were saying.
Yes, including that article. That's number 11 on the right-hand menu. It's called Comments, Table of Contents for Comments, and it's number 11.
And that's post-WTC, kind of like saying World Trade Center, post-WTC.com, correct?
That's correct.
Very interesting. It's interesting and quite instructive that you and this young legal eagle arrived independently at the same conclusion. And what it sounds like is, in a way, a very familiar creature, although this one is wearing a different kind of garb that we might not expect, but it's that same model where large business interests want the government to protect them. They don't want to be subjected to the real competition of alternative media, the winds, the stiff wind of the free market, if you will. They want protection. They want an artificial floating device, if you will. And so they weasel into the law and they do things like this. The FDA protects the pharmaceutical company. Similar thing.
Well, and I think it's even worse than that. It's more than just competition, Mark, because it's not just business I've seen anymore. This has to do, I think the media has become a weapon, and it's been weaponized by people that have essentially done some really bad things to our country, even to the point of essentially overthrowing it. And they are continuing their political agenda through the news media. The mainstream news media is their main weapon of those who have actually overthrown our country.
I would agree, and that's why I'm writing a book to that effect even. And we'll talk about that concept, of course. We'll be right back after this break, ladies and gentlemen, with more from Ron Avery on his very important lawsuit. Stay tuned.
Do you or someone you know suffer from chest pain, blood pressure, cholesterol, or irregular heartbeat? Are you looking for a more natural solution to overcome these health challenges? You hear the ads all the time. If this stuff's so good, why doesn't my doctor prescribe it? That's easy. Doctors are not trained in natural medicine. Extendivite Heart Tonic does want you to be as healthy as you can be, and it really works. Take Extendivite for 6 months and your doctor will say, I don't know what you're doing, but don't stop. It's working for you. Get the dependability of Extendivite. Just see how you feel in 6 months. A 2 month supply of either capsules or liquid is only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. Call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
You, your husband, your wife, your children, we all need food. And with dozens of food storage companies buying up airtime all over radio, it's hard for you to know which company you can actually trust. Hey folks, John Stettmiller here. We at RBN understand, which is why I personally searched out a storable food company and one with similar core values to us here at RBN and of course you, the listener. Well, I found such a company. I'd like to introduce you to Numana Food Storage. Numana Food Storage, highly nutritious, GMO-free, contains no aspartame, no high fructose corn syrup, has no chemical preservatives or soy, and Numana Food Storage has a 25-year shelf life. To back up my claims, we've made Numana Food Storage the exclusive food sponsor of RBN. Call 888-597-0775, 888-597-0775. Order online at NumanaRepublic.com. That's NumanaRepublic.com. Food storage you'll love to eat.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
To the National Intel Report, filling in for John Stettmiller. I'm Mark Anderson of American Free Press. It is 10 January 2017, and we're continuing an interview with tonight's guest, Seguin architect and activist and longtime patriot Ron Avery. And Ron, I found my copy of Landon Wade's legal paper on the TCPA, and just to answer our unanswered question, this thing was passed by the Texas legislature all the way back in 2011.
Correct, but that's fairly new in terms of acts that have something to do with the judicial process.
Yeah, I suppose it is. I thought it was 2013. So it has been a good 5-6 years. It's a little while. But when you mentioned that Landon Wade described this as a slap in the face, the word slap has a particular meaning, does it not?
Yes, he didn't use, he spelled it S-L-A-P-P instead of S-L-A-P, and the reason he did that is because the act itself was designed to prevent slap suits, which are, that's an acronym for Strategic Lawsuit Against Public Participation. And so whenever you hear something about a slap suit, that means it was brought to prevent somebody from continuing to exercise their freedom of speech or punishing them for doing so. But and that's what this was how it was packaged and sold to the public and sold to the legislature. But in fact, because of the way it was structured, it turns out to be a real SLAP in the slap of the citizens, because it it actually works for the benefit of those who libel the citizens, and they can get out from under it with this act.
So people were given the impression that if you go to a zoning board meeting or a city council meeting and you petition or you make some sort of act to get some sort of redress of a grievance, that this TCPA would protect you and your freedom of speech approaching your government over some debate or dispute or something. But that was only the window dressing, if I'm hearing you correct.
Yes, that is right. And because there are so many media companies that are backing it, it makes me think that it's there's if you go to the website, Freedom of Information Foundation Texas, you don't find any just ordinary citizens there backing all that stuff or any kind of groundswell from the public. This is all a bunch of lawyers and media companies.
That's very, very revealing. And so here we have this deceptive law, and you have a lawsuit where this law is part of that lawsuit, and you're obviously having a very tough time against this behemoth, Hearst Media, which historically is known for its yellow journalism wars with the Hearst founder, William Randolph Hearst, taking on Joseph Pulitzer, lying the public into American participation in the Spanish-American War when it was never proven that Spain blew up the battleship Maine in Havana Harbor. So the yellow journalism and deceit of Hearst Media is legendary. It goes back more than a century. That's worth a footnote anyway. But that certainly is a form of weaponized media, getting us into one of the early international wars. But now weaponized media is spreading broader and deeper. It's getting at the individual now, not just the geopolitical realm. It's very interesting how this is enveloping society.
That's right. And my case is one in particular, and I'm glad you brought it up that way, because this weaponized media being protected by fake law is targeting the individuals and targeting people in as just ordinary citizens throughout society. And the reason they're doing that, I feel for sure, is that they want to maintain this concept in society that there really is a threat from domestic terrorism. And, and if there's no shootings or stabbings anywhere that they can claim are terrorism, then they kind of search around for somebody they can demonize, and that's exactly what happened in my case. They looked for somebody to make into a terrorist.
Yes, and it's simply guilt by association, and it need not be true to be implied, and that's why you felt libeled. We'll be back, ladies and gentlemen, after these ads at the bottom of the hour, more on the National Intel Report with our guest, Ron Avery. Stay tuned.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
If your home has hard water, then it's likely that Limescale is clogging your pipes, damaging your appliances, costing you hundreds of dollars each year. You can eliminate Limescale in the entire house with HydroCare products available at Wave Home Solutions. Easy and efficient with no maintenance, no salts, no chemicals, and no coils. And you can buy with confidence from Wave Home Solutions. Performance guaranteed. Just go to bestwater411.com. That's bestwater411.com.
So, you love talk radio, then you'll love TalkStreamLive.com. TalkStream Live is always on with the best streaming talk shows. Find your favorite talkers and discover some new ones. It's free, readily available online or on mobile with any smartphone or tablet. Finding your favorite talk shows all in one place has gotten a whole lot easier. Just go to TalkStreamLive.com. Be sure to download the free apps from Google Play or the iTunes App Store.
My name is Don Wiskin, and at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack lost 35% of my heart to damaged tissue, and was supposed to spend the rest of my life on disability. What did I do? I took Extendivite, a garlic and cayenne mix of seven herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. Clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now, and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutraMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutrition meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
If you be my bodyguard, I can be your long-lost pal. I can call you Betty, Betty, when you call me, you can call me out.
A man walks. I've always liked that Paul Simon song. Anyway, I'm Mark Anderson, American Free Press roving editor, back with more of the National Intel Report, filling in for John Stadtmiller. We wish him well, of course. It's 10 January 2017. We're continuing our interview on media weaponization with Ron Avery of Seguin, Texas. Ron, this weaponized media thing is certainly a menace in so many ways. And one, of course, one way is that a lot of people might not realize how much information can be weaponized. And that's the effectiveness of the weapon, is it not? That it gets past many of us. We don't realize what's being said. We don't realize why it's being said, what the implications are. But clearly, you talked about that there's an agenda. That's why it's weaponized. And clearly that agenda at least includes, it's not limited to this, but at least it includes the idea that to have the war on terror, not all the potential terrorists can be turban-wearing guys in distant lands in some sort of distant sands of some sort of distant desert with ISIS and ISIL and weird names, weird acronyms. The domestic terror threat, as was indicated a few years ago by Department of Homeland Security reports, saying Ron Paul supporters are potential trouble, and people that like Chuck Baldwin are potential trouble. People that don't like the federal income tax or they do like the Second Amendment, these are all potential trouble. They seem to be taking this to the next level, that they need at least some element of a would-be domestic enemy, and therefore the media needs to be able to tar and feather people and libel them and have some sort of protection after they do. I mean, it walks like a duck, it talks like a duck, this is what it looks like, and it certainly seems to be what it is.
Well, what I'm going to say is that essentially that's what they did to me. That's why I sued them. I'm no terrorist, and all I am is a citizen who reads and studied political science and applied principles to what I observe about government going on. And so in doing so and sharing those with people,
Do we still have Ron? We seem to have lost Ron, at least from my end. Okay. Yes. Anyway, Ron was saying, I can extrapolate a little, ladies and gentlemen, while we're fixing our minor technical problem here. What Ron is basically saying, I've covered and written about his case. I know about it. We've spoken about it, that he writes and speaks about principles of government. He sometimes challenges property taxes at the local through the local authorities. He's an active citizen. He's a thinking person, and that and we'll get into this soon, but when he hosted a meeting of the Republic of Texas in the spring of 2015, that's when Dylan Baddour of the Houston Chronicle showed up to cover this meeting of the Republic of Texas, a noted group in Texas that doesn't believe Texas ever joined the United States Union in the first place. They believe the Republic survived and it never joined the United States. And so this is the root of Ron's lawsuit. This is when Dylan Baddour first wrote about Ron's activities. But Ron simply hosted the Republic of Texas. It doesn't necessarily mean he agrees with everything they say. They used his facilities to have their meeting. He addressed them about some issues. Dylan Baddour took all this to mean that they're all secessionists, the Republic of Texas and Ron Avery. And I think we'll have Ron back soon to clarify that and speak more on that in terms of what happened from there. But essentially, Dylan Baddour of the Houston Chronicle, a Hearst newspaper, lumped everybody together and claimed they were all secessionists, when in fact the Republic of Texas cannot be a secessionist group, because how can the U.S. secede, or how can Texas secede from the U.S., that is, if Texas, as the Republic believes, never joined the U.S. Union in the first place? You can't divorce a wife that you're not married to. It doesn't work that correct way. So these correct are some of the things. This is the root of all this. You've been hearing all this, correct, Ron?
No, I did miss some of it. It sounds like you carried it on pretty well. For some reason, I updated Skype right before going on, and I think it's kicking my computer off and redoing it, and it gave me no options. It just said, we're doing it. Forget it.
Well, what
it's updating, it's 10% complete now, so probably won't be able to use it the rest of the night. Anyway, I heard the last bit, and let me just kind of summarize a little bit about what went on in my case.
Yeah, I wanted to get the
room.
Yes.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
What happened is, I really had I hosted a meeting of a group of people that call themselves the Government of the Republic of Texas.
Right.
I'm not a member of it. I just hosted the meeting. We have one thing in common between me and this group, and that is that I oppose secession and have been very vocal over the last 10 years against secession, because it's become a popular idea and a lot of people are talking about it, but it's my opinion that they don't understand what it was. They're just going along with some piece of history that they're familiar with, and I believe I can even prove that the federal government is dissolved. it's dissolved because those that are in it and sat in the seats of it have altered its form by law without the required amendments to do so. And all that does is dissolve the union and all the authority that all of those people have. They have to do it the correct way or they get rid of their authority, and that's what they've done. So I'm opposed to secession because it is an acknowledgement, it is a legal admission that the thing you're trying to secede from lawfully exists. And that's what I've been trying to say, that the union does not lawfully exist. It's just there. It's a ex facto tyrannical government without authority. And when you have that, you don't secede from it. It's just dissolved. All the states of the union are already free. And if they want lawful government, they'll have to make a new one. If they want a lawful union, they'll have to make a new one. And they don't have to wait around and ask permission. And you wouldn't take it to the Supreme Court, something like that, because of the United States, because they don't have any authority. So you can see why I'm opposed to secession. I've been speaking against it. So is the Republic of Texas. That's the one thing this group and myself have in common. And so... This group met out at my building, and they conducted their own business. And at the end of their business, I told them that I would like to speak, and they allowed me to speak. And I read my paper about dissolution to them because I thought they'd find that interesting. So, Bad Hour, the Houston Chronicle man, was the reporter. He was there. And heard all of it, including my speech. And this was back in April of 2015, April the 11th, on a Saturday. And I thought, wow, maybe he'll report on what I said, because that would be very instructive for people to hear something like that. It's very unusual. So I looked around for the article and looked around, never could find it for weeks, and I just gave up. And then I was informed that I was on the front page of the Houston Chronicle on the weekend of 9/11. And so what happened is that Dylan Badhour published his article about our meeting 5 months earlier on a web page on a Sunday on the weekend of 9/11, and it was on the 13th. And, you know, after the church has all their memorial services for 9/11 and Patriots Day now. And so Monday morning, it's published on the front page. And it shows a picture of a guy in a Republic of Texas jacket. And it says, members of the Republic of Texas have formally and informally denounced their citizenship as shown by Ron Avery's jacket. Well, first of all, that wasn't Ron Avery that was in the picture, and I don't own one of those jackets, and I've never been in the Republic of Texas. And then the title of the article is Texas Secessionists Have Hopeful Despite Great Odds. So the whole article is about secessionists. And there wasn't a secessionist in the entire building. They're not secessionists. I'm not a secessionist. We didn't talk about secession. But he used that lie to attach other material to his article.
Yes.
He attached the first article he attached to his own article was one written by Politico. And the title of it was Putin's Plot to Get Texas to Secede. And it was about a man that was a member of the Texas Nationalist Movement, which is a secessionist organization in Texas. And this particular individual went to Russia to meet, and in the article it says he went to meet a far-right confab consisting of fascists and neo-Nazis that were railing against Western decadence. Okay, so he attaches this article, and, well, you know, it's what Texas secessionists do, including, obviously, the Republic of Texas and the Texas Nationalist Movement. And then to prove that we're all far right, we're the radical right. And then he attaches another article. This was written by the New York Times, and the title of that is The Growing Right-Wing Terror Threat. And that article ends with a conclusion that right-wing the terror in this country right now is worse than Muslim terror threat. So he's converted me as showing me as a member of the Republic of Texas, and the Republic of Texas as secessionist, therefore we're right-wing, therefore we're terrorists worse than Muslims. And he printed that. All that was in this article. So the result was they had a blog under this article, and there was about 23 comments, and 10 of them, about 40%, was expressing public hatred, ridicule, and contempt about the Republic of Texas, and obviously myself shown as a member. And the third photograph in their website article showed a picture of me standing at a microphone reading my paper on dissolution. And the caption underneath it says, Ron Avery at the microphone was talking about this and that, and then and it still shows me there in front of the microphone. It says, members of the Republic of Texas take turns at the microphone. And there I am. I'm still there. They have not corrected that. It's still online today. And so anyway, the responses, 10 of the responses were actually, two of the articles said that we should be rounded up. I mean, two of the comments said we should be rounded up, sent to Gitmo, and be waterboarded. And now, that is actually called defamation per se. It's on its face, it is defamation, and it's also damage per se, because that's serious enough that it's obviously defamatory and it's obviously damaging. Calling somebody a terrorist and saying that they need to be, you know, sent to Gitmo and waterboarded as a result of an article, that's pretty serious stuff. And no judge should have what I'd call omnipotence, all power, just to get rid of that evidence. And that's exactly what the judge did. That's even what the Fourth Court of Appeals and even the Supreme Court has done. And they used a case to support their thing, but even the case is not 100%, because three Supreme Court justices in a prior case said that no judge has a right to just say say something as a matter of law and get rid of somebody's evidence for something. Because if a trial court finds that there's defamation, he shouldn't be able to overturn it. And that's what these judges have been doing. They've even overturned jurors in what they found. So anyway, here I have evidence of defamation. And what the judges are supposed to use to determine if an article is defamatory or not, they're supposed to use something called the ordinary, average, reasonable reader standard. And how can a judge even be that? How can three judges be your average, ordinary reader? And see, the statutes have more weight than case law, and most of this stuff is case law. But the statute itself says that libel is a defamation that tends to blacken the memory of a dead person or a deceased person, or tends to harm the reputation of a living person, thereby exposing him to public hatred, ridicule, and contempt. Now, that's said in the statute. And it doesn't even say it's absolute. It says tends, anything that tends to do that. Well, how in the world can they, how a statute, what I'm saying that these common law, case law decisions are not in line with the statutory definition of libel. So what I did is when I saw my case, I realized that my case could fly, that it was legitimate because I had the evidence that matched the actual statute. And they just simply got rid of my evidence.
Amazing. They can just flush it down the memory hole. We'll be back with more, ladies and gentlemen, here on the National Intel Report on Republic Broadcasting Network. Stay tuned.
You've probably heard about all the great benefits of goat milk soap. But did you know? Some companies take shortcuts. At Old New England Soap, we make our organic goat's milk soap using 36% goat's milk. That's 17% more than most others. Our bars are larger, so they last longer, producing lots of lather packed with vitamins. And our soap is a natural moisturizer that smooths dry and damaged skin. Order online at oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. You've tried the rest. Now try the best. oldnesoap.com.
Water-based soaps on supermarket shelves use harsh chemical acids to break down dead skin cells. And that's just not good for you. At Old New England Soap, our soaps are made without chemical ingredients, contain no alcohol or petroleum products, and use 85% organic materials and carry the USDA's organic certification. Try some today. Go to oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. Oldnesoap.com.
Extendivite, a 7-herb combination of garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, valerian, and milk thistle. Extendivite is designed to strengthen the heart and arteries and help the body heal itself. Doctors are not able to explain the improvements they are seeing in their patients' health who are taking Extendivite. People who once needed more pills are now taking less and getting better. Due to the unexplainable improvements in their patients' health, more doctors are calling to order Extendivite for themselves. Help Extendivite make your doctor a believer. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Would odors, mold, and mildew describe your basement or crawl space? It doesn't have to be that way. Transform them into a fresh, healthy, usable one with the technologically advanced Wave Moisture Control Units. The computerized operation maximizes moisture control and also expels harmful radon, combustion gases, and numerous other pollutants. Dehumidifiers are old technology that do nothing for air quality and waste energy. Wave units are intelligent, self-monitoring, do not need maintenance, and will save you hundreds in electricity. Wave units are still running effectively over 15 years. They've been tested and installed in public and military housing and by property managers nationwide. Buy a unit now, and if your home is not fresher and drier, you can return it for a full refund for up to 12 months. What have you got to lose? Call now. 1-888-618-WAVE. 1-888-618-WAVE. Or visit mydryhome.com. That's mydryhome.com.
Wave Home Solutions for a healthy, comfortable home.
National Intel Report. I'm Mark Anderson of American Free Press, filling in for the one and only John Stattmiller here on RBN. And we're continuing both hours tonight with Ron Avery of Skeen, Texas, and his all-important and very informative assessment of the Texas Citizen Participation Act and his lawsuit against the Houston Chronicle and its reporter, Dylan Baddour. Well, to be more exact, Hearst Media, that owns the Chronicle, and the Chronicle reporter Dylan Baddour. We've described a lot of aspects of this most recently in this discussion tonight, the roots of this. We're going to the top of the hour. We've got a few minutes here. Ron, certainly your case ought to be a very precedent-setting thing. And what you were just describing before the break, however, is what's really dispiriting, really discouraging in a sense, and that's that these judges have taken it upon themselves to and arrogated themselves to say that they can be the ones reading this and interpreting this, and they're deciding what evidence, if any, is going to survive or what's flushed down the memory hole, as opposed to appealing to some objective standard like in the statute. And it really shows the problem with the judicial system in general, as well as this specific case.
Yeah, let me give you my perspective of that from being involved in this. You see, what the statute says is public. Anything that tends to harm the reputation and expose the person to public ridicule, hatred, and contempt. It doesn't say material that tends to harm a person's reputation to the judiciary. To heck yes. with the judiciary. They're supposed to apply the rules of court. But it's public. It's public expressions of hatred, ridicule, and contempt that they're trying to that this is supposed to protect, help a person. Article 1, Section 13 of the Texas Constitution says if you have your reputation harmed, your goods and various things, but it mentions reputation, the court shall be open for a remedy at law. And what do you get when you do it, when you try to do it, when you have all the elements of a libel suit? You run into the Texas Citizens Participation Act and a bunch of phony, baloney, fake law that prevents you. What this is a perversion of the law. It is a barefaced wrestling of the law to stop a remedy at law. And John Locke calls that a state of war. And he says that the whole purpose of the judiciary is to prevent war in society. And when it happens, when war starts in society, to bring a just end to it, to prevent an appeal to heaven. And so I only have one thing left. I filed this thing in the trial court, and they threw it out after a 15-minute hearing, and wasn't enough in there to do anything. And then it was affirmed at the Fourth Court of Appeals in San Antonio with a 13-page memorandum opinion, which is almost unheard of. They just essentially rewrote the article to their liking to make it fit everything. And now at the Supreme Court, and they've ruled against it there, too. They denied my petition. And now the only thing left is my motion for rehearing at the Supreme Court.
And we'll continue right on this train of thought. And this is really important that we nail this down and explain this clearly and accurately. I'm hearing the distant ads getting closer, ladies and gentlemen. But you're listening to Ron Avery's lawsuit and the involvement of the Texas Citizen Participation Act. You're going to want to hear the next hour where we really flesh this out. Stay tuned here on RBN, here on the National Intel Report. I'm Mark Anderson filling in for John Stattmiller, and you're going to want to hear more. Please stay tuned here on RBN.
Well, I found such a company. I'd like to introduce you to Numana Food Storage. Numana Food Storage, highly nutritious, GMO-free, contains no aspartame, no high-fructose corn syrup, has no chemical preservatives or soy, and Numana Food Storage has a 25-year shelf life. To back up my claims, we've made Numana Food Storage the exclusive food sponsor of RBN. Call 888-597-0775, 888-597-0775. Order online at numanarepublic.com. That's NUMANA Republic.com. Food storage you'll love to eat.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.